I had a pretty good track record actually in cell biology and wanted to go on with that, but didn't make much progress at UCLA in the specific research topic that I had chosen. I ran into a kind of a dead end, and it was very stressful to have come with very high recommendations and then totally flop on my project. So I changed completely, and I went to another professor and started in physiological ecology. So this meant looking at animals again, whole animals, not just cells, and also being out in the field and using the field as a reference to what problems you're going to look at. I was watching all kinds of different animals and found some interesting problems to look at and ended up working actually with sphinx moths. Some of them, the day-flying ones, are called hummingbird moths because they look a lot like hummingbirds when they're foraging from the flowers. I was pretty lucky, I think, in choosing that because I ended up making one of my proudest discoveries in physiology with those beasts, based primarily on my knowledge of what their natural history was and how they behaved in the field, which allowed me to know what is relevant with respect to the physiology. So I did some experiments with them and got results that were totally at odds with what had been published. So it was quite a revelation what I found, and I got a number of important scientific publications out of it right off. That work immediately launched me to a position as an insect physiologist at UC Berkeley, one of the best entomology departments in the country. So my father was an entomologist, so in that sense, he had something in common. Only he was a taxonomist and I was a physiologist, which very soon became a behaviorist, interested in behavior. As far as I'm concerned, behavior and physiology are pretty much the same. It depends on how deep you look into it. Behavior and physiology doesn't get you much unless you look at it in terms of evolution and ecology. So simultaneously, I was an ecologist and an evolutionary biologist. So I ended up having very broad views. Fairly soon went from the moths to bumblebees, at first interested in the physiology of how they regulated their body temperature. And again, what I found was totally flabbergasting to me, the mechanisms involved. And also I found that the body temperatures, for example, varied depending on what flowers they were on. Now that seemed totally bizarre until, you look at it from the standpoint of energy and in terms of ecology, in terms of what the flowers were producing and offering, in which case all of a sudden the plants were extremely important, not just the bees, because they were locked in together into the same picture. For a while I was a pollination ecologist, so now I was a botanist. Anyway, I was out in California, but I had always been grown up here in Maine since I was 11 years old, and so here's where my home was, and I wanted to get back and always knew I would soon come back. But then when I got that job at Berkeley, I hadn't really planned on it. But my professor had told me, he says, if you don't take it, you'll be a fool because you got so much research time. And in fact, it was a fabulous job. And I was able to continue my field work here in the summertime. And I liked it very much. But ultimately, I wanted to come back.